Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful time, Father God, where our receptors are just open to see what you see and to be aware of what you say about us, that we can look into the mirror and not forget as we go into the day, Lord. So we thank you for your nearness and our ability to hear so good in the morning, Father God, that it's an acceptable time to be refreshed. So thank you for your refreshing in Jesus' name. Good morning, family. We're going to read out the ESV. So it's verses 5 to 8, but ESV, let's take it back to verse 4 just for context. So it's from verse 4 to 8.
Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Both we and our fathers have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We've done wickedness. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, they didn't consider your wondrous works. They didn't remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled by the sea at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them from his namesake, for his namesake, that he might make known his mighty power.
Hallelujah. So the Lord saved the Jews for his name's sake. So he's showing himself strong. They weren't always where they were supposed to be. They weren't where they were supposed to be. Just young Joshua and Caleb were people after the Lord's heart. But God's power and his goodness and his ability to save is just clearly seen in the Exodus, and it's a very clear message to us. You know, even though it's old, it's something that happened in history, but it's a lesson for us now that is moving into eternity, moving into the fullness. And what I just see here is the beauty of being saved in this picture. And okay, he touches on sin. We just need to deal with that straight away now. And maybe it's the last time it should be the last time you ever deal with it. For the Christian, we need to know that anyone in Christ is a new creation. Why is he a new creation? Because he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we can become the righteousness of God. So it's all about being a new creation, pushing, waking up to the rights we have without fear, condemnation, inferiority, because we've been brought back into everything we lost in Adam. We've got the original plan of God is restored, and we are in it. So here I just want to look at the what we can get out about being saved here in these writings. So we can go back to verse 5. Okay, look at verse 4. Help me when you save them. And then he says that I may know, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones. So the chosen ones are called. I called you, and I called you to be a much fruit has got prosperity. And so we mustn't fall into the trap of the prosperity teachers, where it's all about how big your car is, how big your church is, how nice do you dress, and how big is your banking account. Your prosperity of your chosen ones. And he goes on, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation. So we got to rejoice, is having joy in that which God has joy in. So it's vision. God loves vision. God loves faith. God loves God, godliness. And those are the things that we take hold of. That's the beauty that we want, is that which God rejoices in. That's which God finds joy in. Amen. That I may glory with your inheritance. Amen. We glory. Glory is to shine. Glory is the taking hold of the opinions. And the glory is that glory that we are lost in Adam is now restored. So we need to find ourselves. How do we find ourselves? You find himself lose you you lose yourself, but he who loses himself, amen, for the sake of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, you know, for the sake of the goodness of God, that's where you find yourself. So, you know, you not trying to make a plan, you're not trying to be trying to make a plan, trying to bring about an inheritance. You've got an inheritance and you've got a plan, and you're just slotting into that. So here we can see prosperity is rejoicing with enjoying and rejoicing in what God rejoices in, and partaking of your inheritance, knowing that just as David, just as Jesus, that's the ultimate picture, and that's what we've got to look to. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. And as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And where does the tacky hit the tarmac there with that? Is fellowship. And just as John says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. He doesn't say our he had it in the past when Jesus was here in the flesh and blood, but it's a present tense now. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And this is where the joy of our salvation comes. This is where our inheritance comes from. And so we just got to stay in tune, guys, and develop in schedule. Amen. Be encouraged and blessed again today to look to year two and walk with your God.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy upon us, and help us to bestow it on others. Amen.
Amen.